As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
Hi, I'm Mike Hamm with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. Week 12 came to a close Monday night in Los Angeles, where the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-16. Lamar Jackson threw for 177 yards, two touchdowns, while Derrick Henry added a 140 on the ground. Baltimore improves to 8-4 on the season. Staying in the AFC, Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce has confirmed that Gardner Minshew will miss the remainder of the season after the quarterback broke his collarbone in Sunday's loss to the Broncos. Houston NFL Network insider Tom Pelissero is reporting Jalen Petrie is expected to miss multiple weeks after the star safety suffered a partial pectoral tear Sunday against the Titans. And Daniel Jones has officially cleared waivers after being cut by the Giants on Friday. The former sixth overall pick is now an unrestricted free agent and free to sign any team in the NFL. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Retired or retiring soon? How much money do you need to live comfortably? Retirement Planners of America is here for you. Would you like to have financial peace of mind? Here's how. Step 1. Find out the amount of money you'll need to retire. Step 2. Have a plan to get there. Step 3. Make sure that plan can take advantage of market gains but protect you from market losses. Discover how to do all three with a free consultation at 800-508-6108. That's 800-508-6108.
All investments involve risk, including losses. Past performance does not guarantee future results.
All right, gentlemen, this is Emmitt Smith on behalf of Depend, and I've got the perfect play. Run straight to your doctor's office for a life-changing catch. Because when prostate cancer is caught early, it's up to 99% treatable, and one blood test might be all it takes. And now through November, Depend is donating to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for select purchases. Talk about a great play.
From September 1st to November 30th, Depend is donating 40 cents to the Prostate Cancer Foundation for Depend Shield Guards RealFit products purchased in the U.S. up to a maximum of $300,000 void in Mississippi.
Hey, this is Maddie Work, a proud fifth generation of the Work Family Ranch. I invite you to get outside and enjoy God's beauty from the back of a trusty ranch horse. With deep roots in North County and over 25 years in ag tourism, we offer down-to-earth fun for the whole family. You might be wondering, how can we promise you a trusty ranch horse? Well, would you ride the same horses that have been serving our nation's warriors in the Mighty Oaks Legacy Program for over 10 years? I sure would. Come ride with us and experience the work thing we offer. Call 805-610-0961 or workranch.com.
Savings and selection are waiting for you at your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, D&J Camping and Clothing. Winter stock is in, coats, gloves, and of course, cozy vest and flannel shirts. And at D&J Camping and Clothing, 10% off work boots from Wolverine, Carolina, and Georgia. And remember, special orders are always welcome at D&J Camping and Clothing. Your Camping and Clothing headquarters for the North County, 24th and Park in Paso Robles, open Monday through Saturday.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Tuesday, November 26, 2024. I'm Kevin Will.
2024 Annual Property Value Report released for San Luis Obispo County. Paso Robles Chamber of Commerce accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy with some showers today. Highs in the mid-50s. It's 51 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialist. The County Assessor's Office has released its 2024 annual report for property values in San Luis Obispo County. For 2024, there was a countywide increase in assessed property value by 5.03%, a total of around $74 billion from over 186,000 assessments. The report says almost a majority of this change came from changes in ownership, which added about $1.6 billion in added value. The median price for a single-family residence is also listed at around $901,000, up from around $881,000 last year. The report says there was around $750 million in property tax revenue generated, with about 61.4% of these funds going to school districts in IRAF and 24.3% to the county general fund. The Pass Robleson Templeton Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. The nominations are due Friday, December 6th at the Chamber of Commerce, 1314 Spring Street. The listed criteria for nominees are persons who have made significant contributions to Pass Robles, have lived in the area for at least 5 years, involvement must not be solely based on employment-related responsibilities, and must have been a past Roblin of the Month, but not a past Roblin of the Year. The winner of the Roblin of the Year will be honored at the Chamber's 2025 Gala in March. CHP entering its maximum enforcement period beginning Wednesday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. The California Highway Patrol announced they'll be entering its Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MEP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 27th, and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seat belts are buckled. CHP says during last year's Thanksgiving MEP, 1,047 drivers were arrested for DUI and 27 fatal crashes occurred statewide within CHP's jurisdiction. CHP encourages everyone to have a safe and smart holiday weekend. Now here's an update from Pass Robles Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza.
The city is gearing up to pave Golden Hill Road from Creston to Rolling Hills. There will be a need to reroute traffic the week of December 2nd to last for a couple weeks. And the northbound traffic on Golden Hill Road from Creston will continue. However, southbound traffic coming from the north will need to be detoured to Rolling Hills as the southbound lanes on Golden Hill will be closed because of the paving operation during the week of December 2nd. This is just on daytime hours, Monday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. At the end of the day, the road will be opened, and on weekends, it will be open. There's some electronic signs that will be posted later this week, the week of Thanksgiving, to give advance notice, and then the contractor also delivering hand notices to the residents along that street. Thank you, and have a good Thanksgiving.
That's Capital Projects engineer Didis Esperanza. With the Thanksgiving holiday this week, school districts across San Luis Obispo County will not be holding instructional days at various intervals. For the Pass Robles, Templeton, Atascadero, and Coastal School Districts, students will not be attending school for the entire week. A reminder that there is no Atascadero City Council meeting scheduled for tonight. According to the City Council meeting schedule, the next meeting is on December 10th and is the last remaining meeting for this year. Additionally, there is no Pass Robles School Board meeting tonight. With the holidays comes increased travel traffic at the San Luis Obispo County Airport. The airport released a statement saying they expect a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's totals during this holiday season and advises travelers to plan ahead. Arrive around 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time, plan liquids accordingly within the guidelines for traveling on flights, and be aware that parking spaces may fill up quickly during peak travel times. In sports for the NFL, the Ravens beat the Chargers 30-23 in Monday Night Football. On Friday, November 29th at noon, KPRL will have the Chiefs and Raiders game. In the NBA, The Nets defeated the Warriors 128-120. Oklahoma City over the Kings 130-109. The Celtics beat the Clippers 126-94. Tonight, the Lakers will face the Suns. The Bucks will go against Miami Heat. The Rockets will face the Timberwolves. And the Bulls will go against the Wizards. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:15. Now it's time for California News.
California headline news. A hearing in Los Angeles for the Menendez brothers and their attempts to be resentenced in the murders of their parents in 1989 in Beverly Hills. Their attorney, Mark Garagos, describing family members speaking in court on their behalf.
Impassioned pleas with the judge to send the brothers home. Like I said, very moving.
Judge scheduling a hearing for late January now on whether to resentence the brothers, allowing the incoming DA time to review the case. A pilot and passenger hospitalized with moderate injuries after a small plane hits a tree in Fullerton. The pilot making this radio call.
Fullerton Tower, mayday, making emergency landing.
The plane making that emergency landing a few blocks east of Fullerton's municipal airport. No one on the ground was hurt. FAA working to determine what caused this. Sierra could see up to 2 feet of snow, requiring chains and causing hazardous driving conditions. By tonight, the snow shifting into northern Nevada and Utah, impacting Interstate 80 travelers. Jeff Scott, California News.
Philo's got a world of entertainment for you to explore with just one subscription. Sign up today and start watching all the networks you love, like A&E, MTV, Discovery, Lifetime, Hallmark Channel, and so much more. Featuring current seasons of all the best drama, true crime, reality, and family-friendly shows you can't afford to miss. Get started today and unlock our library of over 75,000 movies and shows. And save all your favorites with the unlimited DVR so you can rewatch them anytime, anywhere, for up to a year. Philo now includes access to AMC Plus. You can discover your next obsession from its collection of hit originals like Mad Men, The Walking Dead, Killing Eve, Orphan Black, and tons of blockbuster movies. There are no contracts, no commitments, and no hassles. For just $28 a month, Philo's a better way to watch TV. So what are you waiting for? Visit philo.tv and sign up today to start your 7-day free trial. That's philo.tv.
A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering has been serving the pump and drilling needs of the Central Coast since 1946 and had the very first pump rig on the Central Coast. They're a third-generation business with a wealth of knowledge for all your pump and drilling needs, from auger and bucket hole drilling, deep well turbine pumps, and more. Call A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering at 805-238-1315. A. Walt & Son Aqua Engineering, 238-1315.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
KPRL News continues at 8:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. The Port of Oakland continues to be one of the most important gateways for U.S. agricultural products. As of October, the port has exported nearly $8.5 billion in agricultural commodities this year, ranking number one in the nation in the volume of international refrigerated exports. Agricultural exports are especially important commodities for our port's business, said Port of Oakland Maritime Director Brian Brandis. In any given year, agricultural products comprise between 37% and 45% of total exports from Oakland. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. CHP says there is a traffic collision on northbound U.S. 101 at the Las Tablas Road off-ramp in Templeton. This was a two-vehicle traffic collision with no injuries, and CHP has a unit at the scene. Again, there is a two-vehicle traffic incident on U.S. 101 northbound at the Las Tablas Road off-ramp in Templeton. No injuries are reported. There's also a traffic collision with unknown injuries on eastbound Highway 58, just 1 mile east of O'Donovan Road. One of the vehicles involved in the collision is off the roadway and in a field. CHP currently has a unit en route. Otherwise, no other reports of accidents or traffic hazards have been made within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by American West Tire and Auto in Atascadero, offering brand-name tires at competitive prices. Visit AmericanWestTire.com. Cloudy skies today with periods of showers, highs in the mid-50s, north-northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast tonight with lows right around 42, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the low 60s, northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Thursday, mostly cloudy on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday next week. Low 60s on Thursday and Friday, mid-60s Saturday, upper 60s on Sunday and Monday, 68 a week from today. Currently, it is 51 degrees and cloudy with some rain in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by American West Tire and Auto. Taking appointments to service your car, truck, van, SUV, or RV. Call 805-466-3121. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Best Buy shares are slumping on Wall Street.
Top and a bottom line miss. Same-store sales were down 3%. And then the next quarter, they said that they're actually going to be dropping 3% again. They said that they saw consumer demand start to increase. It just wasn't as linear as they expected.
Fox's Taylor Riggs. The world's largest retailer, Walmart, is rolling back its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, joining a growing list of major corporations that have done the same thing after coming under attack by conservative activists. Walmart's move underscores the increasing pressure faced by corporate America as it tries to navigate the fallout from the Supreme Court's ruling in June 2023. Ending affirmative action in college admissions. Other companies that have announced their pulling back initiatives, Ford, Harley-Davidson, Lowe's, and Tractor Supply. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Lillian Wu, invested in you.
Hi, I'm Ron Kraszewski, Chairman and CEO of Stifel. Financial advisors, let's face it, if you're not growing your practice, you're losing market share. Stifel is a growing, entrepreneurial, advisor-centric firm built for successful advisors like you. There's a reason why 148 financial advisors joined Stifel last year. Come join us and find out why Stifel is the firm where success meets success. Visit www.choosestifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Don't miss the annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this Friday starting at 5:30 in the downtown city park. Mrs. Claus arrives from the North Pole to make sure Paso Robles has the holiday spirit with candlelight community caroling. Some of Santa's elves will be there along with the Snow King and Queen. Kick off the holiday season at the Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony and Cancer Support Community Lights of Hope this Friday starting at 5:30 p.m. at the downtown city park bandstand.
I am Central Coast Attorney Dave Duringer, and I believe in faith, family, and freedom. Without faith and family, there is no freedom. So the mission of my law firm, Protective Law Corporation in Morro Bay, is to help families grow family power by transmitting life, fortune, and honor to descendants. Everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth. Education forces experimental injections on your kids, robs them of values, and maybe a few body parts. And when you speak out, you get banned from social media or investigated by the FBI. Time to punch back with homeschooling and private training under a First Family Trust. If you are serious about asset protection and family protection, call me, Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp in Morro Bay. Dial 805-225-5105 or just click on my phone number at lawnews.tv. Again, lawnews.tv, lawnews.tv.
Time for the 22nd annual Cowgirl Christmas with over 200 local Western holiday artists and vendors at the Paso Robles Event Center on November 29th and 30th, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily. Go to cowgirlchristmaspaso.com.
25 minutes after 8, KPRL. Don't forget, it's that time of the year, and it is Community Coats for Kids. It's the 37th annual, and they'll be partnering with the Toy Bank of Greater Paso Robles in the Day of Giving, December 17th at the Paso Robles Event Center. And they need good, warm, new, or gently used coats, jackets, or sweaters, and sweatshirts for children and adults for the distribution. And the website for the collection boxes and other information regarding if you need them cleaned or not, it's pretty easy. Just go to coatsforkidsslocounty.org. And also, they're looking for volunteers for setup or distribution. Again, that's all on the website, coatsforkidsslocounty.org.
Touch of Paso, come on down for some home-cooked goodness, the best around. Breakfast and lunch in a little brick house. Leaving well-fed, that's what we're about. Touch of Paso in Paso Robles, whether you're passing through or you're a local. Down on Pine Street, the place to go. My grandma's cooking, Touch of Paso. Come see what's cooking at Touch of Paso.
Happy holidays, everyone. Jim with Rooster's Firearms here to talk about Black Friday weekend. We have handguns, shotguns, and ammunition at special pricing. It's all on our website at roostersfirearms.com. And if you have a hunting license or you are a current or retired law enforcement or military, you, my friends, are exempt from the 11% California excise tax on firearms and ammunition. We have the largest selection of firearms on the Central Coast, but if you don't see your special Christmas present, that firearm that jumps your pulse and heart rate, we can order it for you. Just give us enough time to get it here before Christmas.
Hi, this is Terry. So for Black Friday, we're making it easy to get all your Christmas shopping done in one place. We are seriously your one-stop shop for all of your Second Amendment and freedom-loving patriots.
And for your shopping pleasure, we're open Monday through Saturday. That's right, the only North County gun shop open on Mondays. So come see us at Rooster's Firearms, located at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton.
Crime Alert with Nancy Grace is brought to you by Rooster's Firearms at 98 South Main Street in historic downtown Templeton. Give them a shot. You'll be glad you did.
Lindsay and Greg from K. John's Jewelry Company here. Greg and I have a strong military background. My stepfather, Dave King, is a retired Navy commander who served for 22 years.
My father, Gary Simpkins, was a fighter pilot who was killed in Vietnam. And my adoptive father, Lou Chatham, was a Blue Angel and is a retired two-star admiral who served for 31 years.
And my husband, Greg here, is pretty bad action himself. He's a U.S. Army Green Beret combat veteran, which means, well, he can't really tell me what that means. Needless to say, we love our vets. That's why we pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans.
And we are proud to have a huge selection of U.S.-made jewelry, which is rare in the jewelry industry.
And a shout out to the wives and family members of those who serve. We appreciate you too. I know firsthand what it's like to have your loved one overseas, so thank you for your service as well. We hope to see you and thank you in person this holiday season. Be sure to check out kjohns.com for our special holiday hours.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. 911 called after an elderly man found lying unconscious in the middle of the street. The man, Reggie Brown, has injuries consistent with assault. He dies. Surveillance video shows a group of teen girls chasing the elderly man down. The oldest tells cops they decided to, quote, beat someone up because they were bored. Three of the girls plead guilty to aggravated assault, the remaining two now on trial for second-degree murder. With this Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. Call 800-522-5700. 800-522-5700.
Bing, 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 bing. $1.5 million! That's what you could win in my Million Dollar Puck Giveaway! Friday and Saturday night, starting at 5 p.m. every hour, two lucky players will be drawn to drop their pucks and see where it lands for a chance to win $1.5 million in prize money! The price is correct, Terry! My Million Dollar Puck Giveaway! Only at the Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore.
Old farts don't drool, they rule. This is Gary Whiting
I am an 81-year-old veteran of the fitness world and have trained elite world-class athletes, but I also motivate men that have never worked out. Old Farts is a unique, fun, exciting fitness program designed to reverse the signs of aging in your body. We will train together at the Paso Robles Sports Club, and I'll create a program that works for you to get you moving to enjoy the golden years of your retirement. Men, you know who you are, and I am ready to assist you with the help you need and live the active life you deserve. Call to meet me at the Paso Robles Sports Club. This is Gary Whiting saying, old farts don't drool, they rule. Call me, Gary Whiting, at 805-400-4460. That's 400-4460.
Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero. The County Assessor's Office has released its 2024 annual report for property values in San Luis Obispo County. For 2024, there was a countywide increase in assessed property value by 5.03%, a total of around $74 billion from over 185,000 assessments. The report also says there was around $750 million in property value tax generated, which was about 61.4% of these funds going to school districts. With the holidays coming, increased travel time at the San Luis Obispo County Airport. The airport released a statement saying they expect a 20% uptick in passengers above the prior year's totals during this holiday season. The airport recommends travelers to plan ahead and arrive 2 hours prior to a scheduled departure time, and parking lots may fill up quickly during peak travel times. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the mid-50s, it's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by the Stove and Spa Center, your home for wood, gas, pellet stoves, and fireplaces. 7485 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Mexico's president says she could retaliate with tariffs on American imports if President-elect Trump goes through with a plan to punish Mexico and Canada for our problems with illegal drugs and immigration.
These proposed tariffs could very well have huge impacts on their economies. Trump posting on Truth Social that he would impose a 25% tariff on all products coming into the United States from Mexico and Canada, and an additional 10% tariff on all products coming in from China on day one of his presidency.
Fox's Brian Yenis. A lot of Americans are getting a jump on Thanksgiving Day travel.
So far, so good. We're just here a little early. We were just scared of traffic, so.
She's at the airport in Dallas. Most people drive, and a storm tomorrow might make that unpleasant in parts of the Southwest and lower Midwest. Record travel overall is expected over this Thanksgiving holiday. America's listening to Fox News.
Elite RV and Boat Storage in Paso Robles is now open. They're not your typical open-air dirt lot. Elite RV and Boat Storage is fully fenced, fully paved, and each space is covered. Their state-of-the-art facility includes security and video cameras monitored 24/7 with motion detectors safeguarding every covered parking space, a professional RV wash station with spot-free rinse, vacuum station, trickle charging, air compressor, a dump station, propane, accessory store, and they offer free ice. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Don't let your RV or boat get sun bleached, allow decal fading, or let it deteriorate in the dust.
Hi, this is Kit. Trust your RV and boat to locally owned and operated Elite RV and Boat Storage at 4210 Right Way off of Dry Creek Road next to the Estrella Warbirds Museum. Call Elite RV and Boat Storage at 805-801-3889 or online at EliteRVandStorage.com. Ask about a free month.
Give me $125 and I'll give you the 2025 SLO County Golf Cart. It comes with three free rounds of golf. One at Morro Bay, one at Chalk Mountain, one at Dairy Creek, one at Swing Time, and even a free round on your birthday. You could also take advantage of the special rate of $15 for a round of golf good through March 29th next year. Swing into action and purchase your 2025 SLO County Golf Cart at any of the pro shops or online at slocountygolf.com.
Right now, I've got a special going on all my Chatham & Wells mattress sets.
Rich London, the mattress specialist in Paso Robles. Tell me more.
I'm taking 15% off my already low prices, which I'm the lowest anywhere. I'm significantly lower than Mattress Firm and online prices.
You'll find Rich London, the mattress specialist, at the corner of 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County Weather. Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Alrighty, now we've changed this a little bit. 61% chance of occasional light rain this morning and into this afternoon. Highs in the mid-50s, a 17% chance of rain tonight. Overnight lows in the low 30s. And just mostly partly cloudy on your Wednesday. And highs should be in the low 60s. Same Thursday, Friday, Saturday mid-60s, upper 60s Sunday. And then sunny next Monday, upper 60s, and the same a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down, 6:51 a.m., 4:52 p.m., and we are at 51 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. Remember, sliding or swinging doors with features like doggy doors built right in. Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, and that is Barry with Protecting What Matters, and this afternoon he has on the, well, I guess our election guru, and that is Darsha, talking about what we can do to change the process regarding the voting, maybe not only here in the county, but in the state of California. And then what is the state of the budget and other issues in the county? Well, Supervisor John Pashong will be on as well. Enjoy that. All right, we're set and ready to go with Freedom of Speech, brought to you by Reds on Time Plumbing. Make sure everything's working for the holidays. They'll get it done for you. 805-466-6188. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775-238-KPRL.
KPRL.
Don't forget, you have until 9 o'clock to get it in on the email if you'd like an opportunity to win this 3-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. For more information, go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. I will let you know through the email later today if you have won. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. I was listening to all this conversation about men, or let's call them males. They're not really men. These males that are getting on the women's teams. What I see, if you step back and look at the really big picture, this is communism in action. In other words, pitting one group against another. And that's what they, and then so you wonder why on these boards or people, why are they not going down on them? Because they're avowed communists, period. This is what they want. You know, we have group against group. If you look at all the politics, everything else that we have going on in this country, it's just, I'm a conservative, and I don't care to be around liberals. There's one group against another.
So does that make you a communist?
It makes me a participant in communism, yeah. And the only way we have, and it's what we did, was we got somebody like Trump who knows how to defeat communism. And that's what we're doing. And in California, we're screwed, really.
Well, maybe not.
When you got a governor like what we have and legislatures like what we have, and the way they districted, you know, set up the districts favor Democrats, you know.
Well, you know, I've mentioned this before. It wasn't that long ago that we had two conservative governors, and I'm not including Schwarzenegger, in this state. And we're not going back that many years in history. Now, we saw a significant change in the election this time because people are fed up with the policies of these raging lunatic liberals. So to give up on the state, I know it's frustrating and it's not going to be quick, but there is a chance.
I don't say give up. I never give up. I'm a fighter. But what I'm saying is just what I observe, what I'm observing going on.
Well, I'm not going to say I read history. and I know a little enough to be dangerous, that things can change, and it's the patience that matters. I mean, I don't mean patience as in a patient doctor. Is the patience the patience that you have to have. I mean, again, it's frustrating. We all, most of us understand that, but there is hope. You can't you can't give up hope.
No, and it's like the men getting into women's sports, and then the people regulating that sport, and why they're not just putting their foot down and saying, no, you can't do that. I blame it that we have people on those boards or in those, whatever you want to call it, that are communists. They like this. I mean, why else would you enjoy causing a problem like this?
Well, maybe power. I think they have a screw loose. I mean, to be... I mean... I can't put it into more elegant words.
Anybody that would put up with this kind of stuff, anybody that would want communism over freedom, does have a screw loose, or a couple. Yeah. There's something wrong with them mentally.
Well,
really.
Okay, that probably could be debated, but I'm getting into this specifically what we've primarily been talking about, this transgender nonsense and putting men in women's sports and allowing them to compete. You have to have a screw loose to think that that's okay. It's just, again, I can't explain this, elegant. If I was called before a board, it's simple. It's wrong.
Yeah. And it makes you ask the question. I've always asked this question. What does a person, any person, have against being free? Come on.
Well,
our nature is to be free.
Okay, well, then you can say that a person that wants to be transgender, that's their freedom.
No, I'm not going there.
Well, okay, they can do that, but when it starts to infringe on other people, such as in the case we've been referring to today, the competitiveness in the sport, then that's off limits. Your damn sexual fantasies don't belong in there.
People's sex lives don't belong anywhere outside of the bedroom, and it's none of anybody else's business, and you should keep it to yourself.
Well,
God.
Well, many people are trying to force it down our throats and into the schools, and it's just, that's the moral, the moral breakdown in the United States.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll let somebody else get in here, and have a good day.
Okay, thanks. You too.
Oh.
You almost got to know when. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Transports, it's on the email. Well, let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, excellent callers this morning. About the transgender thing and the craziness, we're all just scratching our heads. Like, I know you get real upset and you figure it out. But... what I think is worse is that our friends, neighbors, and family members are voting for this insanity. The two Democratic administrations have been hell bent to bring this craziness and this ungodly behavior and worldview. Now, I understand the French Revolution; they tried to change the week. They try to make an 8-day week, I understand, and that's definitely just a, I don't want to use that term, in God's face over his natural, the 7-day week is by the moon, right? I mean, it's science. And they tried to overturn that. Someone earlier said, this is a direct affront and a challenge against God's ordering of the universe. All this stuff, bottom line.
Well, I also think that somebody alluded to earlier this morning on the arrogance of mankind, thinking that they, can change science, number one, but also to have an answer for everything. And I've never thought that that was possible, that there are some things that we may never be able to figure out that's happened in this universe.
Absolutely.
And I sometimes can't help but wonder, if some of these so-called answers are contrived simply because of the arrogance of mankind.
Yeah, and the, like the last caller, other ones too, have talked about. I mean, it is communism. It's what the, chaos is what they thrive on. Confusion and chaos and victims. They make their own victims. I mean, the communists have killed more of their own people than others, apparently. And anyway, yeah, it's a new world order. You know, they're going to bring enough chaos so they can start all over again. That's the only thing. And the Democratic Party's been that way for a long time. They're history,
mm-hmm.
as far as being anything godly or rational. Anyway, thank you for the time.
Okay, you're welcome. All right, here it is on the email. I'm not sure I make sense of this. Trans sports, it's time the real men in college sports step up and refuse to participate in their college's sports if their schools won't step up and stand against the NCAA and others that support this blatant discrimination against women. Come on, guys, be men. Well, I don't know because of the money, because the ones that would need to do this are in the, shall we just say, the major sports, the major money makers, which is basketball and football. And I don't know if these guys have the will to do it. I really don't. They're there for a reason at these major universities. They're there to see if they can get into the NBA or the NFL. I don't really think they would do that. Hi, good morning.
Hey, Kevin. This was years ago, but probably in the 80s. But one of my Navy buddies, he was a wrestler in high school. And in the state tournament came up, and along about round two or round three, he was paired up to wrestle against a young lady. And he had a problem with it. So he went and talked to the folks at his church, and they agreed. He talked about it with them, and they said, I forfeit.
Okay.
So anyways, this was a long time ago, but, you know, still, this was a... He just didn't want to... You know, he didn't think it was okay to have that kind of contact with a young lady.
All right. Okay, so let me go on the other side of this. And for those of you who may just say, oh, this is terrible, I'm just doing this as a what if, okay? This is not, I'm not condoning what I'm going to, you know, that I suggest has happened.
Go ahead.
What if he went in and just ripped her head off and took her down in 2 seconds and humiliated her? Would that send a message or set an example?
Well, that was his dilemma. You know, you're right. Would it set an example? I don't know if it would or not. I still think that he would be a come out of the losing end of it.
Yeah, I'm.
You know, not of the wrestling match, but of the aftermath of it. I think he would. It was a no-win situation for him.
Understand.
Anyways, that's just, like I said, just like an older example of what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Kevin.
Okay, you're welcome. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Hey, there was one word that was used that covers this whole thing, but they're leaving out a word. And chaos is, all of your colors this morning make sense to a certain point. Chaos is one of the words. The other one is, and I sent this word to you a year ago. It's mephistophelian. I'm going to spell it. mephistophelians.
Muchas gracias.
Now, people don't know what that word means. That word means that there are extremely intelligent people considered geniuses, but they're evil. All you have to do is look through history. And that word applies, and it applies right now, what's going on, and chaos is the other thing. What is always famous in history? Divide and conquer. All dictators and despots use the same M.O. over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you take that word along with chaos, That's what this transgender thing is about. You can go right down the line with everything that's brought up throughout, I'm going to use the last 10 years, but it goes back hundreds of years. This is what these people want. They want chaos. It's kind of like our one lady that's on the Supreme Court, and she couldn't answer the question, what is a female? That's how far these people have infiltrated the minds to create chaos. And chaos is their number one thing to attain power. The globalists are behind this. Kevin, all entities are set up on the pyramid system. You got, I'll simplify it. You have puppets, you have puppeteers, and then you have master puppeteers. The master puppeteer is at the top of the pyramid, and they utilize all of us, including me, as pawns, and they throw out things. They throw out hate, they throw out fear, and they take complete advantage of the simpletons of the world. And it's very, very effective. And you know, and I beat to death Hitler and the people of Germany, World War II. He was a master of this. I'm not saying he is the guy at the top of the pyramid, but the globalists are at the top of the pyramid in today's world. They want to beat us to death, beat us down, to destroy America, and the reason they want to destroy America is because that is the entity that is in between them and their power. Trump has stepped up. People better get it through their brains that if there's any survival for America in today's world, he is the guy that has been given to us through the vote, thank God, that might be able to put a stop to this.
Well, let's hope so, and January 20th, whatever the date is, can't come fast enough.
I'm in agreement with you, but people, please, look up the word and understand what it means. That word and chaos, your last caller used the word chaos. That is the two words that they are trying to destroy us.
All right, we got it. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRO. We've got 7 minutes left here on this interesting Tuesday edition on The Right Choice of what we've been going through. We've been on this subject all morning, which is fine. It's been interesting. It's getting people's comments and thoughts. Looks like the governor is committing, even though we don't have money, reinstating the state's SEV rebate program if the federal tax credit is eliminated. We ran out of money on this program, and it's for people to buy the electric vehicles. Now, if you remember, there was a lot of money spent federally on the infrastructure for these vehicles, and what was it, just last month we found out that hardly any of it was or has been done. What a surprise with the government. All right, and they're saying here in California that this will allow lower income people to buy these electric vehicles. Okay, there you have that. All right, we've got let's see here, about 5.5 minutes left if you'd like to call in. Don't forget, that's how much time you have to email into me if you'd like to be considered of winning this 3-month indoor archery membership package from Uncle Ed's Outfitters in Atascadero. All right. Let's see. What else did I come across here? I was looking at something. I gave you the stats on L.A. and the 3-0 vote last Tuesday to fight Donald Trump on the deportation and not help, but also gave you the horrific numbers on the percentage of people that have been arrested, non-citizens, 36% had prior criminal convictions. Just think about that. And this city council wants to continue. So, you know, I've had conversations over the last, you know, X amount of months regarding when we see these things going on in these cities. And there's two sides to this, because, again, some of you are going to say, well, that's terrible. Most of the people that I've talked with, and I have to confess, I don't know all of their political affiliations. We just, you know, when you go to the gym, you know, there are a couple that we know. But anyway, it's that this is terrible, but the people brought this on themselves because they voted for these people. But also on the same side, they would say, yeah, but you don't, they would say, but you don't want it to happen to innocent people. Well, unfortunately, innocent people will get hurt all the time when you have people in cities that want to live like this. They just think their arrogance is it won't happen to them. That it won't happen to them. It eventually will. It eventually will. And so there you go with that. All right, let's see here. We like to do, since we only have a couple of minutes left now, what happened on today in history? The first full-length 3D movie. Juana, this was in 1952. It premiered. And the movie was based on a true story about two men eating lions, who would drag railroad construction workers from their tents at night and eat them. It was produced at a cost of $400,000 and made more than $2.7. Remember, this is going back to 1952. Also, in this day in 1942, one of the film classics, Casablanca, premiered. Humphrey Bogart and Ingrid Bergman. That is indeed one of those movies that you can just watch over and over and over again. Not many movies. Well, yeah, I guess there is quite a few movies you can do that. Chris, is there a particular movie that you think that you've watched more than 5 or 10 times?
You know, not really. I'm not even that big of a movie buff to begin with. But I suppose one I think I could watch 5 or 10 times would be Terminator 2.
You and one of my nephews.
Good taste.
Well, that remains to be seen. Matter of fact, I think it's Ryan that he likes to watch it on Christmas Day. it's part of it. Although I always get a kick out of it this time of the year. They have, you know, they have the weekend, you know, like they've done Yellowstone. But they'll have on maybe this weekend or Christmas weekend. Again, think about it, the holiday, and they'll show The Godfather over and over again. Well, I guess...
Nothing to get into the holiday spirit, I guess.
Well, yeah, well, it is about family to an extent, so maybe that's the reason. I don't know. I have no idea, but not complaining, because I do like watching The Godfather. Okay, and this day in 1789, United States President George Washington had declared today as a day of general thanksgiving for the adoption of the Constitution. This was also the first National United States holiday. And we don't know if they had cranberry sauce served on that day as well, or yams, or any of the other stuff who were on the list of least favorite things to have as a side dish for Thanksgiving. But that's up to each individual family to decide what they're going to put on the table. Beggars can't be choosy.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce is now accepting nominations for Roblin of the Year. The nominations are due Friday, December 6th at the Chamber of Commerce, 1314 Spring Street. The winner will be honored at the Chamber's 2025 Gala in March. CHP announced they'll be entering their Thanksgiving maximum enforcement period. The MEP starts at 6 p.m. on Wednesday and will go through Monday, December 1st. All available CHP officers will be patrolling to ensure safe driving and ensure seatbelts are buckled. Details of these and other stories coming up. Cloudy today with some rain, highs in the mid-50s. It's 51 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, Protecting What Matters with Barry. Darsh will be in to maybe discuss on how we can stop this circus, which is now known as a election day. And then county budget. What's the future for the county? The issues? Well, John Pichon will let us know. Enjoy your day. Be careful on the roads. Thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops. Small business, keep that cash local, and continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.